Graham, in tight games like that, you look back at big decisions in the game. Yeah. You 1-0 up, Jamiel Matt's clean through on goal. Mm. Looks to be brought down. Last man. What are your thoughts on that decision?
So I'm not the only one that thought that then. Disgraceful decision. Disgraceful. Disgraceful. The referee's 15 yards away from it. The linesman said his view's blocked. Just seen it on DVD. And I knew he was up. I knew that wasn't the case. He could see it. The jammer's got the next touch. The centre-half's took him out. It's a red card. It's a disgraceful decision. Disgraceful. And but you know, we had one at Wigan last week when the lad took Bobby Grant out. No one's bothered about it. It's not a given. But that one, I just I can't explain it. There's no explanation. It's a disgraceful decision.
It's not a decision you want to dwell on, but it's what matters because they change games massively. And we've got another with the goal line clearance to say from the keeper. There's some doubt whether that crossed the line or not. Do you think it might be time in football, even with the money that's in football now, should there not be professional referees throughout the whole of the leagues and not just in the Premier League?
I've been at managers' meetings and I've spoke to the head of refs and everything. Not one word gets taken in by the people that are on the ground, the managers, the players. Nothing's done about it, so it's a waste of time me talking about the future of how it should be done. That was a horrendous thing. I can understand how people can get things wrong when it's, has it gone over the line, has it not? That's visible by two officials either side, and it's a definite foul. And it's easy not to give them against us. It's easy. He wasted no time in giving the one the other end.
And you played so well in the first half. You could have been further in front. You weren't, but you played really well.
Yeah, well, we should have been outside at half-time. We should have been 2-3 up by a mile. Port Vale were probably happy to get in at 1-0 down. And we got to take those chances to give ourselves a cushion. So decisions like that don't cost us. But unfortunately, we didn't get that second goal or the third or anything like that. And the officials give Port Vale a chance to get back into it, and that's what happened. There's a little bit of naivety on the second goal from us, which is plain to see. Not defending that at all, but the game should have been won by then, and they should have been down to 10 men.
And obviously after that, you made some substitutions, you brought things on, and again your players responded then and went back on the front foot.
I know it's. What do we do? We need to manage games better when we take the lead, and when we're still, or if we're drawing. At the moment, we're not. We're making naive mistakes, and then we can understand it with certain players because they haven't got the experience that's needed to be consistent at this level yet. But there's other mistakes that we're making, but. Like I said last week, the players were they always give us everything, and they did when we made the subs and we were on the front foot. I think we had like you say, one cleared off the line just after the substitutions, but we haven't got that experience yet, as a team, but we have to learn fast.
When you look back, even though it's only half an hour after the final whistle now, when you look back at that, do you think that's a decent performance by your side?
In spells, first half, yeah. First half, I don't think second half until we probably go 2-1 down and we get on the front foot again. But we have to manage the lulls and the ugly side of the game better. So when it does go a bit quiet or it does get ugly, then we still manage the game and still keep ourselves in it, either in the lead or on equal terms. Unfortunately, we have a little weakness there that we don't quite manage to do that. And I do believe it's down to experience. We'll have to get that and just keep teaching the lads the lessons. They're learning themselves, but we're at the harsh end of football, and you have to win games, and you have to not give games away. But I thought we didn't give that game away. I thought it was taken by us.